Dead Set Legends, brought to you by Paddy's Markets. Looking for something fun to do this weekend? Visit Paddy's Markets at Haymarket or Flemington. Paddy'sMarkets.com.au.
The all-new 2020 Fresh Triple M Dead Set Legends. Gus Wallen, Jude Bolton, Wendell Saylor. Saturday Fever.
Yeah, Saturday Fever, all right. Brought to you by our mates at Paddy's Markets. They're stuck with us through COVID. Now they're back open again and the place to be. They've got the best produce and plenty more. Head to Paddy's Markets this weekend at Haymarket or Flemington, paddysmarkets.com.au. And I've got to tell you, Jude, you have been inundated with love from people from Sydney and around Australia, except people from Melbourne for your Jude tackles. They've absolutely given it to you over the fact that the Melbourneites in particular. How's he given it to us? He's from Melbourne, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Talking about that piece of the MCG going up to Gabba. So all those comments in Jude Tackles was all due to your mates at Gear Wrench. From the backyard to the racetrack, you need the right tools for the job, available at Total Tools. And Gear Wrench have a special offer. Have a great deal of a set of three 120 XP ratchets, which are perfect for those tight spots, on sale now for $155. Got to talk about Bathurst, boys. Let's have a listen to this bit of audio.
McLaughlin has got flame belching out of this thing in terms of latch speed. Oh! He has hit the wall. He has hit the wall at the top with a fully committed lap. So I could tell by the split that he was at maximum attack.
So, Jude, we talk to him quite often, Scott, and he is a legend. He's the quickest out there, but that's when it all goes wrong sometimes. It's a scary old beast, isn't it?
Oh, Bathurst looks so scary in terms of just the altitude they're coming down from at certain turns and things like that. But obviously Lee Holdsworth had that provisional pole as well. So, yeah, it's going to be fascinating. And you know, Holden versus Ford for the last time.
Exactly right. Something I remember, used to wake up on a Sunday morning with my dad and my brother watching that. And, it was absolutely brilliant. So looking forward to the second hour of the
massive
show.
Massive second
Steve
hour.
Steve War coming up. He's got a doubleheader with Steve. We'll talk about the prelim final. And also your chance to win a double gold pass to the NRL Grand Final. It's worth $500. We're giving it away in the next half an hour here on the Dead Set Legends.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
This is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland. And we do the show thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets. And talking about legends, we're about to talk to this one.
If we were inducting Dead Set Legends into the Dead Set Legend Hall of Fame, this guy would have his own parking spot right out the front. He's the most successful Test cricket captain ever. Australian of the Year. He won World Cups, he won the Ashes, and set records for, well, just winning. He makes guys that win a lot look like losers. And now you can throw professional photographer into the mix with a brand new book called Capturing Cricket. Steve Waugh in India. Oh, damn, I gave away his name. Please welcome Dead Set Legend, Steve
Waugh. Yeah, welcome to Steve Waugh. How are you this morning, Steve?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks, guys.
Mate, great to hear from you. What about this book, over 200 photographs by you, only available at stevewaugh.com.au. I know how much you love India. I love talking to you about that particular country. Tell us what the book's all about.
Yeah, look, mate, really, it sort of goes back to my first tour back in 1986, 34 years ago, where I landed in Bombay from western suburbs of Sydney and thought I was on another planet, really. You know, the different smells, sights, sounds, and just everything was happening outside the bus window. There was traffic crisscrossing, not staying in the lanes, no one stopped at red lights, animals, people on the streets, and I just saw all these games of cricket everywhere. Kids were playing in the alleyways, so on the streets, on the back blocks, in front of the mountains, on the beaches, and I just couldn't really get it and capture, because as a cricketer, your position is such that people just swarm on top of you and want to just invade, I guess, your personal space, because they love cricket so much. And one day I promised myself to come back and try and capture what is the spirit of cricket through my eyes.
Steve, it's Jude Bolton speaking. I guess I find myself times going down the rabbit warren of watching those Robin Lynda cricket videos. And I found myself watching the Trinidad 95 third test where, you know, you and Curtly Ambrose, and it was just this fiery contest, and you got to see the stare and you just were able to dig in. What was that, you know, those sort of moments like facing that, you know, brutal West Indian offence or an attack?
Huge challenge. A bit like this photography, mate. I was in at the deep end. I didn't know what I was doing with the photography, and it was a bit like taking Curtly on at times. He was just a world-class bowler and just tested everything out. You know, tested your your mental strength and your physical strength and your technical skills and just everything. And yeah, that moment in Trinidad, I don't know what I was thinking, but I was probably a little bit, you know, amped up. The situation was pretty intense and a lot was on the line, and he was struggling a bit with his form, and we were in big trouble. So I just decided to try and put him off a bit, have a few words for him, and I'm not sure it worked too well.
Steve, it's Wendell Saylor, mate. I certainly love the way that you played, but it must have been great coming through with your brother. Mark, obviously, you're different personalities, as everyone can tell. I know you both love the Bulldogs. You know, how was that for you coming through?
Well, to tell you the truth, mate, my team was the Magpies growing up. Tommy Reid, Onigus, and Dorry and Boyd, and great. I used to go to Lidcombe Oval and every week and watch them. And then I liked the Bulldogs, of course. But that was my number one team. But yeah, look, growing up in Western Suburbs of Sydney, mate, there was four boys. We played sport non-stop, mate. It was tennis, cricket, soccer, table tennis, whatever sport we could play. It was just out you go. And I remember on holidays, you know, Mum and Dad would say, just make sure you're home for dinner. And that's the way it was back in the 70s and 80s. It was a great lifestyle, big backyards, and it was a lot safer at that time. And kids could do that sort of stuff. And unfortunately, today it doesn't really happen as much. I think they're losing a lot by not engaging with their mates and getting outside and having a game. But we're lucky to grow up in that era.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And we love watching you play as well, Steve. Just getting back to the book and my love of India as well. As you were explaining that before, I knew exactly what you were talking about. Every one of your senses in that country is alive as soon as you get out of the plane, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure, mate. It's just it's like no other place, and it really does. I guess get into your blood. Yes, so after a while, you just want to go back and get some more of it, and you sort of fall in love with the place over and over again. And there's so much to see, and so many different sites and places to visit. And yeah, with this book, we went to the beaches and the mountains and the cities. We just went everywhere. It was out in the desert. It was pretty amazing the sights we saw. And having a game of cricket against the monks in front of the Himalayas is definitely one of the highlights of that trip. And yeah, you just never know what was around the next corner.
The closeness of a group when you're travelling like that. I mean, we always marvel at the dressing room and the interaction. There was two distinct groups in the Australian cricket team back then: the Julios and the Nerds. You know, can you talk us through the dynamics of that group?
Yeah, well, I reckon in your case, there's probably two Julios and one Nerd. Where you're sitting there. So you sort of get the drift what it is. And one of those would be captain of the Julios. I probably don't need to take too much more, but it was always good fun. We'd sort of be bagging each other and having a crack. And, you know, it was good. We went 10-pin bowling and go-karting and stuff like that. And really developed that team camaraderie and team spirit that it's probably a bit harder to do these days. They don't seem to be allowed to get out of the hotel as much, and there's always prying eyes. But when we were sort of touring, it was something really important to us to get together as a group and to have a bit of fun and to take the mickey out of each other, then get back on the job of playing cricket.
Love chatting to you, Steve. If you could hang around, mate, we'd love to talk to you about your old mate, Dean Jones. More on the Dead Set Legends in just a sec.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
This is the Dead Set Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Wallen. We do the show thanks to our mates at Paddy's Markets, and we're talking to Steve Waugh.
Hey, Steve, we saw with the great man Dean Jones. He's an innovator. He changed the game of cricket. Mate, I heard you talk about him with the passion. Like, he was one of your favourite teammates to play with.
Yeah, am I talking to the captain of the Julios there, mate?
you are, Steve, yes.
Dean Jones, he was great to play. I love playing with Dino. He's he was always so aggressive and positive and in the opposition's face, and when you batted with him, you know, running between the wickets, I loved it because we were both pretty quick between the wickets and would take him on. And it was he gave us that extra dimension, particularly one day cricket. I felt as if we had 12 players instead of 11, particularly at the MCG, where he was like the conductor of the orchestra. He was just in charge when he walked down the field, and he gave us that a really extra 10%. So an underrated player in Australia. Had a great record in both tests and one days, and I was lucky enough to be his roommate, where he got that double century in the tie test in Madras, and that was one of the great test match innings by an Australian batsman.
I love the fact that Dino, when you spoke to him, Steve, would always seem to bring that Madras 210 into any sort of conversation. You could say, gee, it's hot today, and he'd go, oh, not as hot as it was in Madras. Yeah. Did you notice that too?
He'd better spare a couple of hours. He'd talk you through every ball. But,
I love it. That's what I do.
Well, I got a bit of a breather, because when he got that 200, he was in hospital one night, so I was his roommate, so I had one night off.
I love just the fact that everyone, obviously the outpouring of love for him, and it got us thinking about a really... a side of the Australian cricket team when we all loved you so much, and I think everyone knew every player. We had opinions on who should be batting three and four and who should open the bowling and, you know, that sort of stuff. I think we've lost a little bit of that, Steve. I don't quite know why.
Maybe. Well, I think when we first started playing one-day cricket, it was pretty much the same test side. The test side played one-day cricket as well. There wasn't wasn't split up, so they didn't really... for a couple of years realised that there was probably players more suited to one-day cricket than test cricket, but initially it was the same 11 or 12 players that played both forms of the game, so people had a real connection. It probably wasn't as much cricket and probably not as many other options. I mean, you look at sport today and you can watch 100 different sports in a day, but back then there wasn't so many options, so I think people had probably more of a connection and knew the players probably a bit more closely.
I just walked past Greg Blewett. I'm over in the Adelaide studio today. And I said, you know, I'm just about to speak to Steve Ward. He said, you know, maybe bring up just his run out record in cricket.
And I was like,
Bluey, what do you mean? Anyway, I did have a look at it. 31 run outs for yourself and 73 for your partners. I mean, what was that sort of like, Steve?
That's fair comment because people have analysed that. And I think in the end, I was responsible for about 25-30% of my fault. So I'm going to go back at Bluey and have a look at it. I did bat a lot with the tail enders in one-day cricket. And back when I first started playing, I guess Simon O'Donnell, myself, and those guys used to come in the last 5 hours, so it was sort of helter-skelter stuff. And that's probably one stat that maybe got misconstrued a bit. But, yeah, look, and Blue is a bit slow between wickets too. So
exactly.
He's too busy doing his hair and stuff. Blue,
he's one of the Julios.
And I want to apologise on behalf of the nerds that one of the Julios would take you to such a place.
Exactly.
This is a friendly place to have a conversation, Jeff.
Always.
That's sort of the definition of the Julio, too, you know?
Yeah, you're right. Look, the Spirit of Cricket India photographic exhibition, 70 of Steve's favourite shots from the book, opens on October 31 through January 11 at the 21 Oxford Street in Paddington. We'll put all these details up on the socials and on the webpage. Entry is by a gold coin donation to the Steve Waugh Foundation. We could talk to you forever about all the great work you're doing there too, Steve. And the ABC documentary, Tuesday, November 17 at 8:30, Capturing Cricket, Steve Waugh in India, will run Tuesday, November 17th at 8:30. Thank you so much for your time. You are a dead set legend, and thanks for everything you've done for Australian cricket and what you do now for everyone else through the Steve Waugh Foundation, Steve.
Thank you. Appreciate your support.
There you go. There's Steve Waugh on the Dead Set Legends. What an absolute cracker. Coming up next, we're talking about what's it like to lose and win this time of the year with Wendell and Jude.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legend.
Yeah, the Dead Set Legends brought to you by our mates at Paddy's Markets. And boys, want to talk to you about the prelim finals. You both ended your careers in 2013, Jude, against Fremantle. And in 2001, before you went to rugby union, both of you ended those careers after losing the game before the big one. Jude, just this week, does it bring back good memories? Because you won a few as well, but also the sad memories because the season ends?
For me, it's my favourite weekend of sport, really. I mean, like the grand finals, things just happen. You know, sometimes it's out of your control and the emotion and it's a whole build-up. But the fact that also the grand final weekend, it's a lot of corporates involved at going along the grand final. This is a footy purist weekend. And I was lucky enough to play in 5 prelims, won 3 of those to advance to the grand final. As you mentioned, though, like to finish in a prelim and finish your career, there is just that emptiness, and it happens during a game where you start to say, we've lost control here, and you just suddenly, it just goes away from you. And you can see, obviously, the Raiders fell away last night, and it just, I don't know, you want to dig yourself a hole. It's sort of like that feeling of just an emptiness. I don't know, what about you, Dale?
Oh, look, I think for me in 2001, it is a great time of the year because, you know, we all love to play grand finals, but you love that sudden death and that fear of failure. And that game is one of those ones that you hold because there's so much on the line. And I remember my last one, it was a bad year for me because it was a good year for me because I signed rugby. So I had a 4-year deal in rugby union. And then I just played like it was, every game was my last. And then that against Parramatta Reels, Hindmarsh was at his best. The Broncos, we were at our best. We'd smashed the Dragons the week before. And for me, I wanted to play every game like it was my last. And that game there, as much as you want to get to the grand final, Parramatta just wouldn't let us get away. And I remember when we lost that game, I think we lost by 2 or 4 points. When I walked off, just the emotion of just what the club has done for me, because I was going to rugby.
Yeah.
My dad had passed away of a heart attack 3 months before, and just I wanted to thank the Bronco fans at Rugby League for what they've given me. And as I remember walking into ANZ, into the change room, the fans, and, you know, we're Parramatta and Bronco fans, and I went to the change room, and all the boys were sitting around, and Gordon Tallis, he didn't play because his neck was no good that year. And I just remember going around individually, just looking at the guys and, you know, thanking for the opportunity to play rugby league with them and do something that I love. And, you know, because the Broncos had a lot of success, but Parramatta was so good at the time. And just that sudden death, you know, football. And then I think the next week, obviously, Newcastle played Parramatta. And just sit there was a relief that, not that you lost, but you know you weren't good enough.
Yeah, no, beautiful. And great insight to both of you boys. And no doubt those teams tonight just getting so pumped. Oh. All the Penrith and South fans as well sitting there now with great anticipation of getting
to
the big dance.
It is.
It's so close, the big dance, and it's just there. You can feel like you taste it, but it can also be just ripped out of your arms.
Right. Look at Canberra last night, and then like Canberra, I reckon they spent a lot of energy against the Roosters, and I know Ricky sort of blew up a little bit. I think he was playing a bit of Dungeons and Dragons, you know, the game, and then to watch at the end, Canberra was spent, and then Melbourne, like, that's that extra week that you get off, and they just look ready to roll.
They sure do. Your chance in a moment to win a double pass to the NRL. $500 gold pass for you and a mate to come to the grand final on 133353.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper.
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Oh, Del, please. Stop butchering songs, mate.
Yeah, I'll butcher you in a minute, mate.
Wow, Dead Set Legends here on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wendell Saylor, you just heard from. Wow. Jude Bolton and Gus Wallen. We do the show thanks to our mates at Paddy's Marcus. Want to throw a couple of questions out there on 133353, because this Sunday, it all comes down to just 80 minutes where everything is on the line. It's anyone's game. We've got the best caller today. We'll receive a double pass to the NRL Telstra Premiership Grand Final worth $500. Couple
do
of questions.
You want to be there?
I think You've we want to be there.
Yeah. I want to be there.
Goodness.
I've got to get Jude there. I got invited yesterday. I want Jude to be there.
Jude,
you'll be calling it.
Of course I will. Yeah. I'm calling with MG, Dan Ganay, and then that man, Ryan Girdler.
Oh, wow.
Oh, actually, and Emma Lawrence, the sideline.
Fantastic. Yeah. So Triple M have got it covered as well, but I need you, Jude, there, because I think we should have a little, you know.
Come on, Jude.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little something, something. But on 133353, so we want to talk about Queensland State of Origin. Can they actually win it? That's the first question. But secondly, should the Australian coach, Mal Meninga, be allowed to wander in to the Queensland State of Origin camp and be an assistant coach? What are your thoughts on that, Jude?
I love the theatre of it. I think it doesn't sit really well with me, but the fact that having that sort of combination, I mean, just two of the greats to be able to just pair up. But I look at Dell and I see this undermanned maroon side missing so many. Will it have any impact on this series?
Well, look, you guys should be very confident that you can, you know, win three series in a row. Serious. Like, there's really, we haven't got too many players to pick from. We've got some young players coming through, and
Bronco Lee, or whatever his name is.
Bronco.
I reckon they might put him in the centres for Queensland.
Bronco Lee, he's shortened up doing the one on centre positions now. Yeah. Well, mate, why are you laughing at us, mate?
Oh, wow. Well, he's not being coached by Bellamy, so he won't be any good.
Mate, but you know what? You said that. You know, you talked about Mal Meninga being there and Wayne, and obviously they've come together for a good cause, because I'm not sure over the years whether
they're not mates, are they?
Oh, I don't know about that, but they haven't had the tightest relationship. But
they're not mates.
But this is what Origin can do for you. This is what 2020, it can bring you closer together. Just, you know, we all love fairy tales in Origin, just because I know you're sitting back there, you're with Freddie during the week, and, you know, you get a bit cocky in New South Wales, but...
No, just, I'm not getting cocky. I was with Freddie away in the country, and that bloke deserves every little bit of luck, every little bit of love that rugby league can give. So that's why I think... We deserve it after you had that big run there.
Yeah, we won like 8 in a row or something, but, you know...
Well, as soon as you left, they started to play really well.
They're falling apart.
My last series...
What was your Origin record?
50%. So two wins, two losses, and a draw. That draw, I got that man of the match, and that gave me enough.
133353. Give us a call for your chance to win that double pass to the NRL Premiership Grand Final. Can the Queenslanders win it, and should Mao be allowed into the camp?
Another Sydney Saturday morning. Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland here, and we're about to talk on 133353, a couple of questions. Should Mal Meninga be allowed into the Queensland State of Origin camp? And what was the other question? I've forgotten about it now. Can Queensland win it? Jeff from Oatley, what do you reckon?
G'day there, Gus. Good morning, boys. Look, I think Queensland need all the help they can get, and if Mal can provide a bit of help for Kevy, absolutely, but it's not going to help them in the long run. Blues forever.
Okay, yeah, we like that too. Kevy's gone.
Kevy's not coaching.
It's Wayne Bennett. Yeah, what about Con in Campbelltown? What are your thoughts, Con?
Yes, Gus. I think all the help Wayne can get, let Mel coach with him. You want to make this the most exciting series that's been in the recent history, looking at through COVID and everything else.
Yeah.
So why not help? But I don't think they're going to win. I think the Blues are going to romp home.
I certainly hope so, Con. What about Justin in Penrith? What are your thoughts, Justin?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good, mate.
Yeah, look, can they win? Possibly. Is it a guarantee? Definitely not. No Teddy, no Tommy, no guarantee in my eyes, man. Like, look at game one last year. We thought we had it in the bag, and they took it from us. So, and with Mal, nah, I reckon you've got to keep Aussie and Origin separate. Like, how would you feel if Fittler, just pick this 17 New South Wales straight into the Origin, straight into the Australian jerseys?
Yeah, that's
true. You'd be
livid
as a Queenslander.
Yeah, you would, but who would care? And Freddie's king, so whatever Freddie goes. So we're going to get the tickets, Justin. Congratulations, mate. You're off to the grand final. You two be quiet. Justin and I are talking here. You're off to the grand final, and good luck to the mighty Panthers tonight. I hope you give it to the Rabbitohs, brother.
Oh, yeah, he hates South, that's why.
More on the Dead Set Legends. We're talking that game, the Bunnies and the Panthers after the break.
Another Sydney Saturday morning.
Oh, you ripper!
Now around the track for another lap.
Absolutely brilliant.
The Triple M Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, Wendell Saylor, Jude Bolton and Gus Warland were talking about the Panthers and the Bunnies and the Lions and Geelong in this last break of the show. But before we get to that, a very, very important message, Jude.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the Sydney Breast Cancer Foundation has launched their very first ever virtual fundraising challenge to raise the much needed funds to support the patients in the community who are currently going through breast cancer. It's called Burpees for Boobs. Everyone hates burpees, but this is a great concept. So www.burpeesforboobs.org and register yourself and punch out some burpees.
Beautiful. Well done, Jude. Whilst we've got you there, mate, Richmond got through to the grand final against Port Adelaide, but the Lions and Geelong tonight up there at the Gabba, and of course the grand final for the first time at the Gabba. What are your thoughts on the match tonight? Who's going to join the Richmond Tigers?
Yeah, this is a toss of the coin again, and it's going to be a massive battle. Obviously, Brisbane on their home turf, but Geelong have played so well up there at the Gabba as well. So I just feel that they've really adapted, much like the Melbourne Storm have, into that hub life. And I look at some of the yips that Brisbane have had in front of goal. I think that might creep into it at various stages because of that pressure atmosphere. It's going to be a huge contest. Look out for Tom Hawkins getting a hold of them, inside forward 50. That's going to be a massive battle in there. They've got a great lineup, the Brisbane lineup, but I'm going to tip Geelong to enter the grand final.
In a tight one. And what sort of crowd will they have up there at the Gabba?
Expecting about 27, I think, as well. So
as many as they can. 27 will be obviously, a bigger number for the grand final the following week.
Yeah, they're going to try and sneak a few more in, I think.
Okay,
yes.
Beautiful. Thank you, Jude. Let's talk about the rugby league now. The Storm got it done against the Raiders last night, ambushed them in the first 15 minutes. What's going to happen tonight? The Panthers been number one all year, Del, and the Bunnies have been coming home and scoring tries for fun. What are your thoughts about the match tonight? Who's going to join the Storm?
Oh, look, it's going to be a close one here. And, they both play a similar style of football, They're both very entertaining style of teams. And also, their halves. You've got, I suppose, the young up-and-comers against sort of, the older heads, Reynolds and obviously Cody Walker, who's playing his best football. Mm. But also, Luai, he just doesn't care. I love him. He's got a little bit of, he's a bit of a scallywag, He doesn't mind getting into the opposition. And then obviously Nathan Cleary is so composed. I think Penrith's forward pack, I think they've got the edge over the South. But in the backs, I think, South Sydney backs. And Corey Allen at the back is a really good story, because a couple of years ago, I know that feeling where Wayne, a couple of years ago, didn't really rate him. And he's been a breath of fresh air since Latrell Mitchell's been injured. Dylan Edwards is playing some good football. I'm going to go with Penrith. I know they've only had one loss and they've had one draw this year. Souths are playing great football. But for me, I don't know, Penrith just seem nothing will faze them, they play a similar style of football. But I'm going to go the Panthers in a tight one.
Okay, what about you, Jude? What are your thoughts on the Panthers and the Rabbitohs tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to tip the Panthers. I think the laid out also of Campbell Graham, I think that's going to just shift a little bit for the Bunnies as well. So looking forward to the kicking game of both, Cleary and Adam Reynolds. Looking forward to both of them and seeing how they test the opposition out as well. But I'm thinking the Panthers.
Yeah, I'm thinking the Panthers as well. But I've just got this inkling that South Sydney have just hit form at the right time. And sort of this time of year as a Rooster fan for Jude and I, it's actually different not to be in this sort of game.
Of course,
and it's actually quite relaxing. I know that doesn't feel probably right as a fan because you want your team to win premierships, but after winning in a couple of a row, it's actually nice to sit back now with a couple of beers and just watch the games and not be so nervous.
Yeah, I get that. If Panthers have got a weakness, I reckon, and this is, their wingers are both good finishers and both carry the ball strong, but the height, and Jude, you could buy into this, those cross kicks, you know, the South boys have been really good out there, especially Jackson Paulo's playing some great football, the young bloke, but I reckon on those cross kicks under pressure, I reckon just, you know, because of their height, I reckon they could get found a little bit Penrith out wide.
Beautiful. Well, it's been a great show today. Love talking to Steve Waugh for a couple of breaks. Lottie Takiri is fantastic. Of course, we've got the huge weekend of sport. We've got the Everest, the Caulfield Cup, Bathurst. We've got the footy finals in AFL and NRL. And, of course, the Shoot Shield is on this afternoon. A couple of games at Rat Park, which I'll be going to after this. Looking forward to seeing that. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You
we look
too,
forward to seeing you next week. Bye-bye.
That was the Dead Set Legends. Looking for something fun to do for the rest of the weekend? Visit Paddy's Markets at Haymarket or Flemington. paddysmarkets.com.au.